Before I begin, everyone should make sure not to touch the air conditioning and not let anyone else touch it. If I'm going to touch it, that's why we're all sweating today. Okay. A number of boys concerning yesterday, Shia. First of all, has anyone finished all the Ma'amar Kamas yet? The whole sheet? No. Because, When you get to be close to finish, let me know. I'll have to get another one. Okay. As far as music is concerned, music during Avelis, so the sensitive opinion of all of the researchers that, as I said yesterday, you won't find an Isser in the earlier Svarim. The classic Achronim that are quoted in the Isser, which is the Chof Masadam, as the Mogen Aram before him in the Fetishabach, are referring to cases in which there was music which was being played, live music, of course, which was being played at a Suda. There is, in fact, a serious issue. So it was just brought up in Beit Medrash that such a distinction exists in a different kind of an Avelis. In Siman Tov Kuf Samach, the Mechaba talks about Lat Avek al Kurban, and the Siv Gimel, Ken Gazush Lelanagan B'Fai Shir, the call me Zemech, or Mashmir Kol, Shashilas and Ephraim, also the Shomer of Ne'achurban. According to the Mechaber, Sam, you're not allowed to play any music, period. None of avail us of a personal nature. We're all avails of the Kurban. It's interesting to note that some of these poskim who want to make Yisurim with respect to music, whether it be in Sphira, whether it be in avail, they quote this Mechaber as a starting point. Okay, but first, the Ramo, and the second, the Kama, and his Mechaber explains the Mechaber. So the Torah Mitzvah goes based on the Kala HaKol Shari. Even the Mechaber is not the Torah Mitzvah. Fine. But, the Yesha, of the Ramo's first comment, that to me, she wrote a Mechaber, and the Melochim, she owned the Meshokim, the Kleshir, all the base HaMishteh. So the Ramo, and that's what we pass from the Minig Ashkan to the Halacha, is that music, let her play music, she let her go on just now and play the piano, a guitar. Stam, you don't have to be the Dar Mitzvah. Stam is right, we assume that it's the Mutter. When is it utter? The Beis HaMishteh. The Beis HaMishteh. Says the Mishteh Brura. The Beis HaMishteh. Okay. So this is called in Prima Garden. Ish Limchot. Rotten Sheyoshim Lechol Sudasan V'chutz Omdim HaMenagdim V'chol Yom Osim Kein is a vow of the Easter Gom. You get the impression from this quote of the Prima Garden that there's a distinction, a very serious one between playing music style, which meets Bnei Ashkenaz and Matzah with the Ramah, and playing music at a meal. So what the Namali Didana, I said to you earlier, the Ramah of Ram and the Chochmah Sadam were asking playing music at meals for someone who's an Avelis. Meheke Teitz, they should answer it when there's no meal. Here's before she then in the Mishnah Berurah, where the distinction is drawn up here, Ramah, between during a meal and not during a meal. It's true, they're talking about the Churban, Zechel the Churban, but okay. We can make a similar distinction with someone who's an Avelis proper. Interestingly, in the Sharat and Chav Gimel, he says the Suda shouldn't be taken literally, it only means Yayin. Yeshua used to Yayin, the Prophet said. Only Yayin. The discussion whether even there's a combination of Yayin and food, is that also or not? But food alone would not be a prohibition in this context. The Afal Pikein, the simple reading of the Prima was not that way. We find a distinction along these lines here in Siman Tov Kuf Samach, Siv Gimel. Somebody asked this before, Gevalt, even if we find that in the classical Svarim, going down to the, even to the far as the Chochmas Adam, we don't see any issue of music stamos there without a Suda, but shouldn't we say it's automatically also because it's a minute? The minute, you have a minute not to play music. My response was, if there's a minute which someone gets up, a minute after Chochmas, so we have to say, we are hereby declaring a new minute that we're not going to listen to music and avail us. It's hard to go against the minute. But there's no such thing. Those who Svarim who say that it's awesome, they don't say we made a minute. They all quote a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said so. But the Shulchan didn't say so. The Ramah didn't say so. That's interesting. And the Shulchan Aruch didn't say so in Chin Sadi Aleph, you could say Fakir. You know why I didn't say so? Because Klum, it's always awesome. So even if it's not available, you can't play music. I'll say, but it's mutter for for a Torah mitzvah, which is the Ramah qualifies as a mechala. Well, based custom mechala is also even without music for an oval. So the mechala didn't have to mention it. That may be a good point, but the Ramah should have mentioned it. And the Ramah never mentions it anywhere, so therefore, like, there's no source for it, except for people who, except for Mr. Bishat Suda, yes. And for those who are, in effect, misquoting the Mechaba and the Ramos, I don't think I have a Shemitic like that. Shemitic B'tzolch, maybe. Therefore, again, those who are Machmer are Machmer, I'm not Chas HaShom, take it away from them, the right to be Machmer. But if you go back to the sources, as I said, yes, I don't see it. Yes, Michal. No, for the mitzvah, in other words. For the mitzvah, right, that's the point. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, just some more research and spoken to some of the Talmidim about the issues we were discussing earlier yesterday, about what exactly is permissible for an Avil to attend during Avelis, as far as weddings and other suddas. Seems to me, after looking at it more carefully, that we had the Shum, what we spoke about already Sunday a bit. What does Shum mean? I thought that Ain Shum lo tifuach lo rikiv lo skok means at that time. You don't find Yisurim al Shem Tofu. The Pensara Mara we haven't gotten to yet. It's a few weeks till we get to read about that. So we're not going to ask al Shem Tofu. Well, in this place, there's going to be something happening later on. We should ask it already now. Not a dumb as a mistabe. So therefore, the word Ain Shum means Shum is in the philosophical sense of Shum. At that time. Right? There is no, at that point in time, there's no Tifuach rikiv lo skok. It's going to be Musr. Fine. So we have the 2 days, but it's very careful. The 2 days in the rush. Let's see again. It's very important. You have to see a third time. Simon Membay. You've got to look at the words. Every word is valuable. It's precious. The rush of Simon Membay is quoted to Rabbi Yehuda of Barcelona. The last 3 lines on this page, page Lamed Vav, second column. Because of Yehuda of Barcelona, Yesha Noagin, the Shenichnasim, the Sochi Beit Kodesh, the Beit HaChupa, the Shmoa, Brochot, the Levakeh, Avalol, Achila. The Yeshem Achmiyah Shenif Nasim Klau. The Ramban Val Kotha Sha'osa Likon Hashem Klau. The La'ol Adika Simcha B'Kupa. Afilu Shalo Bishat Achila. He calls Sukkah Kof Hei. Okay, Noah and Ashkenaz for 12 months. Omeid Chutz L'Bayit L'Shmo HaBrochot V'Venichus L'Bayit Klau. That's a very important quote. We have to go over it again. Ha'fachba V'Ha'fachba. We have to go over it again and again and again. So, after looking at it very carefully, I think that the machlok is here as evidence for the fact that the Ramban is being quoted as a deciding factor in this machlok. Ramban Kosav presumably as being machriya, and the Rosh is not completely clear, and the Torah is more clear, that the Ramban is being quoted in 2 days in the Yudha Barcelona, and the Ramban passes like the Deha Machmira, like the more stringent Deha. But the Ramban, as we read yesterday in Shir, asks only if you're going in during the meal, Bishat Mizmot Dechos and Vekala, which means the juggling or the dancing, whatever it may mean. And therefore, when the expression over here is used, afilu, shelo, bish'at, achila, in my opinion, it means, you know, you don't eat every minute. You have a wedding, they serve one course, and then they have a dance, and they serve another course, and they have dancing, and then they have shiva brahmas, and they have a banter, and there'll be more dancing to follow. More dancing come. Everyone come to the head table for shiva brahmas, and more dancing. Everyone come to your main course, there'll be more dancing. They keep advertising for themselves, there'll be more dancing. So therefore, although right now, maybe there's no dancing, and until they have waiters come out, there's no eating, it's sort of a break in the action. Afal Pikein is considered an integral part of the Simcha and the Beis HaMishneh, and during that point in time, it's prohibited for the Avil to even be in the room. That's what it means, frankly. I think that when it says over here, the Lishmoa HaBrocha, look at the two expressions they're both saying. Lishmoa habrochot o levaker. Levaker beheicholo. Don't call that elul. What do you mean levaker? To visit. What are you visiting? What is this? A shrine? What are you visiting over here? Who are you visiting? The answer, I think it means, you're mixing with the people. You have to go into a wedding where you just crash. You're really invited. You want to meet people, you know, so you go in there. That's called levaker. But that levaker presumably is referring to joining in the middle of the action, you know. There's a lot of music, there's tumult, there's simcha, and you're walking in there, levaker. And the Rabbi Yehuda Barcelona puts the two in effect in the same breath. He's talking about the Shmo HaBrachos O levaker. Now, frankly, on this basis, I thought But the pshat is as follows. When the Ramah says, the Chozeh B'Vayis in Siv Gimel, it's very important. Look, open up your Shulchan Aruch. Critical. Critical to see, because I have to see it so many times. Siv Gimel. The Chozeh the Ramah B'Shvayis Sha'osin Achasana Sha'ochlim V'Shosim U'smechim Sham. Says the Divrei Sof from Sukkot Nun Dalet, the B'Vayis Sha'osin Atsuda, Af the Achar Atsuda, V'Shoshim V'Varchim Shavim Brachis, Yesh Sham Simcha. Uvazehu the yesh osrim the konacham afila shalom b'shas achila. The kolshkan she b'shas achila afish and ochlemom. 100% correct. Divrei Sofim Nundalet is 100% correct about that. And therefore I get the impression, and when it talks about the brachas over here, what do the words brachas mean in this context? It means what we call the shever brachas after the meal. Because the shever brachas after the meal, you know how it is. They certainly danced up a storm before, they ate up a storm, and afterwards could even come. Who knows? Maybe even a Viennese table. Or if not that, Hashem, but there's a very likely to be more dancing after the Shavuot. It always happens, the dance sometimes, the band, if you can afford to have the band afterwards, yeah, with a band, as you can't afford without a band, but it's usually just in the middle. You're still holding in the middle of the entire event. That's what it seems to me that we are Barcelona is offering. That's in effect the equivalent of Shalom B'Shas Achila, of Levaka. You're walking in there, and there's a break, and you're walking into business, and that would be in effect the same as if they are eating there. It's all the same thing. As if they are eating there. It's all identical. It's all the same halach. It's one long continuum. Whether someone's mouth is stuffed or not at that moment, it's basically irrelevant. Oh, this being the case, let us focus our attention once again, on the chuppah itself, what we call the chuppah. Here's another tricky point. What does the word chuppah mean? Right? What does the word brachos mean? I'm so upset. The Divrei Sof, I was so happy with him. It's the cotton nun dalet. It's gewaldic. Okay? But now, earlier, in the Mechaber, that's over here in the beginning of the Sif, Sif Gimel. Likonis la chuppah shelo v'shas achila l'shmoa ha-brachos yesh matirim v'yesh osrim ela omer b'chut l'shmoa ha-brachos. Now, I have to confess, I always thought, looking at this line, and it's out of context, reading this one line, and we're talking about what we call the chuppah. You know? Everyone knows, oh, I'm only invited to the chuppah. Didn't make the cut. Only invited to the chuppah. Right. But if it's really after shmur, no problem. So, that's what the word chuppah means in this context of Siv Gimel and Mechav. That's how we think the word chuppah means, what we call the chuppah. That's what I always thought. However, and that's what the Divrei Sofer himself suggested in Sifkot and Memtet, and he's forced into a tremendous docha, and the 2 days in the Mechaber are not the 2 days in the Tur, which is itself usually, yeah, you know, usually works. It goes down. I think it came down from the rush. 2 days in Barcelona, 2 days in the Tur, 2 days in the Mechaber. He says no, says the Divrei Sofer and Memtet. That's a shver verse. Very difficult to assume that. And he has died to know, it's going straight down. And when the Mechaber said at the beginning of Siv Gimel what he was saying, he meant exactly what we said, and what the Divrei Sofer himself said in Nun Dalet. Himself, I'm quoting him to himself. Back to him. Alright, he says that the brachas and the word chuppah doesn't mean what we call a chuppah, you know, I'm right over to the chuppah. You take a look in the Ramban, when he quotes this, he uses the word chuppah, not to mean someone who is just, you know, saying the Birchas Eiris and Birchas Nisuin, as we have what we call under a chuppah. Not at all. The word chuppah means, in Ramban speak, in his language, means where the Mesiba, the Beis HaMishnah is taking place. That's exactly how the Ramban understands the word chuppah. What page is this? Help me out. No? What's the Ma'am HaKamis? No? No, I'm done. No? Kuf Tari Ches. Were they yesterday? I just forgot what page it was. Okay, here we go. So the Ramban says, here it is. The same expression. L'chupas l'shmoa bracha o levakir. Now, what levakir? You're not going to do, people don't do bikurim during a chuppah. Have you heard it sounded? No talking aloud at the custom collar and on the mimp. No, it's not time for visits during what we call in our language the chuppah. The chuppah means the peak of the simcha, the partying, the singing, the dancing, the eating. That's what it means. And that's what the Ramban quotes later on. V'lechle v'sukkah, v'lechtu v'sukkah. And then it talks about v'lechle v'chuppah, and that context. And it's not talking about what we call chuppah. That's why I understand. So in the Yisdaiti, this is the Mechaba means at the beginning of Siv Gimel, not what the Divrei Sofim said in Mem Tes, but rather means what he says in Nun Dalet. The proof that the Ramban means chuppah to mean the Mokam Achila is because he talks about the kasher he mentioned yesterday. The Puranusa, he says, according to the Mechilim, why don't you just say, sit there and don't eat? He says, well, you can't, not covered, not to eat. So he's talking about during the eating period of time, and that's what he calls the chuppah. So the word chuppah means two different things. Unfortunately, because of the colloquialism of today, what the word chuppah means, so the Divrei Sofim, Sivkot Mem Tes, and Sivkot Nun, there's another Dochak, that there's a double machlokas, and the Chabot with Machriya in one, and the not decided. All these dechuk can come up because he doesn't take himself, but he wrote himself, and Nun Dalet, Shadon the Ramah, that's Shadon Machabe too. And the word chuppah doesn't mean what we call in our language chuppah, it means a suda. It means when Evan's having a good time. And the brachas mean the brachas shever brachas at the end, which he himself said it in Dallas. That seems to be the much better pshat, which solved, I think, all the world's problems. Everything fits in like a glove. Oh, so it seemed to me upon further reflection. Came the relief. Now, let's go on. Yes. Oh, we're going to come to that. We're going to review all this later. That's what I wanted to say, which was related to yesterday's shiur. I have some other notes here. I'm checking. I put my heart. Can't find them. Oh. Yes. Two hours. Number one, someone for that. Oi. One of my shiur from last week is against the Gemara. I'm tying this up. You're dying of an aleph. I suggested the distinction between Gidul Pera and Shiluach Pera. Well, in Tainus it says that Shiluach Pera is also 30 days. So there goes that. So I don't know what to do with it. I'm not sure. Maybe he was showing me a little differently. I don't know. Number two, what I mentioned yesterday about the head of Knisa L'Mishamshin, whether it should apply only to the Shah means the Makan HaMishamshin, or even to the place where the actual action is. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifrit Gimel says, really, based on the Ramot, I suggested yesterday, only limited to go into the Mokam HaMishamshim. But then he quotes the Minig Olam to make it beyond that. There's a lot of Minhogi HaOlam over here. This whole Minig Olam, I think it's a Zilzal Olam. It took up some HaMishamshim Hesed, which is no mocker in the world. And the Ramot himself, as the Aruch HaShulchan explained to me, it's only limited to go into the kitchen. That's all. To walk into the kitchen and eat at home. That's as far as it looks like. No more. And the world just gave him a finger, they took a hand. Two hands. Not only the kitchen, it's the main. It's not only to your relative, it's everybody else. Not only to watch, it's even to eat. It's only to give out a venture at the end. It's wild. Aimless that shouldn't walk with cloud. I can't understand you can justify this minute whatsoever. Okay. That's it. Okay. Now let's go on to what we left off yesterday. The Shoyal Amesh Shlita says that the Easter of Turanusa and Arisusa, the whole Easter of Sudas Mereus, perhaps he wasn't sure, we were declaring in Shir, whether it applies to a case where there's no reciprocity whatsoever. I invite three friends, what's it been? So, Shalomesh thought it should be Zichar Asa, the equivalent of Ari Susa, and the Divrei Sofim thinks the Shur is Mutter. So, my point is two of Gedolei Hador. Okay? So you can stack back and forth to find out who's right. But the Divrei Sofim had arrived from the Ritva. The Ritva. Because the Ritva's Lashon is quote, Arisusas kezolke efchov al chaverov lasos kemosa. Is there also the vishalotim simcha yisera? At the quote of the Ritva. So I mentioned to you yesterday, it's just a gevaldik of simcha. Not only am I eating roast beef today, but my salivary glands are already acting based upon my roast beef next month to Shabbos, the next month to Shabbos, the next month to Shabbos. You know, house 1, 2, 3, and 4 that go around in a circle, I can taste it all now. The music of simcha. But if I'm just invited on a one-shot basis to one house, there's no reciprocity intended, then perhaps according to the Ritva, there would be no violation. That's the divrei. That's what the Ritmus is based upon, the divrei Sofrim. And then tiny things, not that way. Not that way. Frank, I also feel like you. If I don't feel bad, I also feel like you. But after looking at the Ritmus, maybe we're both wrong. Maybe the divrei Sofrim is, in fact, correct. However, I would like to maintain that even according to my original Shita, that someone is not permitted to go to a meal, even with the absence of a reciprocity anticipated, doesn't mean that someone who's an available Khalilah for you based on has to be in Kherim. That he can't eat with anybody else, that's crazy. So I thought the answer was to this question that, as they say in English, two is company, three is a crowd. Now that's whatever the context of that statement is, not the point right now. What I'm trying to get at is that it's hard to imagine that a part of a person with an avelus can't go to a friend's house all year long. That's too chomer. That's like almost like a cherem. So the answer is, he's allowed to go to a friend's. If Reuben is avelus, he can go to visit Shimon. Or if Shimon is an avelus, Reuben can visit Shimon. Once you get Levi involved, then it's already what I would call, or Tani and I would call, before, if you want to argue with the result, we'd call that a sudas mereus. It has to be more than just a host and a guest. There has to be some kind of social interaction, even involving achilah, to be permissible over the year's period of time. Now, I asked you to see a strange source in Shin Ayin Ches Sif Yud, where the Divrei Sofrim here quotes that Sudas Bereis is measured by Tzorach L'chalak L'shnei Mekoymus, as it comes up in Shin Ayin Ches Yud. I don't think you can rely on that lakula, that as long as they can all fit at one table, they would not be considered a Sudas Bereis. Because that's talking about B'nai Mishpach, if you look there in that context. A family. Talk about this case of Havra, it's a different context. So a family can all sit at one table, the Sudas Havra, but if it's such a big family, and they sit at two separate tables, there he would answer it. I think, though, I have perhaps a slight marker. Maybe you'll laugh at the Ziyuk, but maybe someone asked me a question yesterday. What about the Bach? That the Bach said in the end of Shin Pei Tet that it's usher to the husband only his domain to invite us to be invited. So my response was, according to the Taz, that's usher only Mishum Shela Shalom. Shela Shalom only doesn't apply on Shabbos, for example. But the truth is, I already mentioned then, it's hard to argue with the Eidim who's quoted in the Shver. But if it's up to me, how does the Bach has nothing to do with Shela Shalom? You never mentioned Shela Shalom, it's not in this context at all. Rather, I thought the Pshat was, he meant Sudas Mereyas. That's exactly what he meant. Lahazmin olehizame. But then he has a word, interesting, maybe you're making too much of this, imacherim, plural. That's not going to be Pshat, what you just said now, a thought perhaps. That if it's acherim, it's others, which means two other units. I don't think it means a husband and wife is acherim. That's one unit, every family is a unit. But if it's acherim, if you'll be invited, you're inviting others. Reuben is an avel, it's inviting Shimon and Levi. Or Reuben is an avel, it's being invited by Shimon and Levi, is also invited. That's a problem on the authority of Sudas Mereis. But just one-on-one, the Chorosh Rimutah, even if we're right, and the different Sofrim is wrong. Yes? Very good. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Okay, it could be a raya also the cooler. So we have two studies of on this child. One is the divrei sofrim based on the ritva, nor has the prosody is mutter, and now it's svara, at least in the case we're inviting one. Not a bit tremendous nafkamina. Can you go to Sudas Mereis with two other couples, two other families? I'm not so sure it's mutter. But it seems that the divrei sofrim says it is mutter. There's no reciprocity. I don't know. What's halacha? I have to look in the modern book. Now I'll give you a head to the look. All these books that came out now, the art scroll, what does it say there? But some going to two friends. Some of them. You're going to invite them to two friends. No reciprocity intended. What do they say in these books? I don't know. Tomorrow I'll come back and see what says in the books, and we'll see then what to add to it. Okay, Rabosai. Remember the expression of the Rosh. Here again, the same Rosh. Talks about one from the Ravid. Because over here, Rabosai, a few lines above what we read, Simon Membeis, he quotes a lesson of Masi Yosem V'Yosoma, Shulashem Shemayim, Ani Vaniya, Shimlo Yikon Hacham, Yizbatel HaMaiseh. As opposed to Nitzui Osher, we're only being invited with this Kabe as well. That's awesome. So what does it mean, Yizbatel HaMaisa. What do the words mean? A very important line here in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, in Sifkatan, Yud Tet, Simen Shin Sadial. What does it mean? I see this simen is so well worn on my Sefer that this page came out. So who knows how to get it into me, I really appreciate it. I don't want to lose this page forever. That is a very important simen, obviously, to the point that that's my first page that I lost. It's right over here. I must have turned this page so many times. But it's a very important simen. It's one of the most important simenim in the Masavela to know what the dinim are over here. So, in Sitkot and Yutet, what does it mean? What does it mean? It's Batal HaMaisa. What do the words mean? So he discusses as follows. This is, again, for those who have this, they're very tough. You can look inside. It's page Tuf Kuf Sadi Alam. But the Hetzer is not a Hetzer of Seder. But rather, it's labeled as Suda Shalom. And we had discussions about real Yontif Shalom. I explained it to you. It doesn't mean Yontif. Yontif is awesome. What does Suda Shalom mean? It's like Chaburas Kotchum and Maisa Sheni. The rabbi put it in the same breath. What does that mean? You have to eat a Chabura. You can't, as he says in the Kotchum, he says, you can't finish it by yourself. What do you mean, Kotchum and Maisa Sheni? Eat it by yourself. No. You have to eat it together with others because you can't finish it all by yourself. That's what Yontif Shalom means. And as we explained to you before, that means it's your responsibility, it's your achrayit. You have to be there. I mean, the ritva ena mutala salav, here it is mutala salav. You're the one. You brought up this yosef from childhood. You're not going to come to his wedding. You have to come. Like the yigur v'chaver we spoke about. You have to come. That's why it's mutala. And what about this expression, yisbatal ha-maisa? What does that mean? So he quotes it in the Aruch HaShulchan, and I ask you to see him, to pay involved. Doesn't mean that if this fellow who raised this orphan won't walk in, the shidduch will be bottled completely. That's what it sounds like to me. His batal ha-maisa means that if he doesn't come in, the shidduch is over. Now, it sounds crazy to us in our 1999 mentality, but in years gone by, you read about the Ramaz, there was a wedding, and the chassan was bickering over the nedunya, and he wouldn't come in, and it was a Shabbos, and did a wedding on Friday night. So, wow! So obviously, this batal ha-maisa in those years was a business. So, forgive me. So therefore, it was a real possibility of Bittul HaMaisa. The Gvir, who brought up the Yisrael, won't walk in. So the Mechutz will say, I'm not going to go into this way. Maybe the Gvir is not so close to her. He won't, you know, give her support. I'm out of here. I mean, it sounds crazy to us, but apparently in Europe, that's what happened on some occasions. Is that what it means? The Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's not what it means in this case. That's not what it means. Rather, what does it mean? And he proves it was. It can't be that's what it means. You mean the Ramban would argue? Because the Ramban argues in the writing. The Ramban, even if he's batal ha-maisa, too big. The Ramban, he says the Aruch HaShulchan, would be so cruel and heartless to say that this girl, the Yisrayma, should remain single for maybe for the rest of her life because the one who brought her up as the Yisrayma and he can't walk in. Can't be, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's impossible to even imagine that. Can't be that. Impossible. So rather, his batal ha-maisa just means if the person who brought her up won't walk in, who took care of the assignment won't walk in, she'll be very upset. And he quotes a Tashbeit over here. Does the Amek Zavar, the Kotan Amalef, Shasimcha Eina Yechol Lios Belodo. In other words, the marriage will go on, but the Simcha, the happiness, won't be there. So I see the Yoruch HaShulchan. This is his job. However, the truth to tell, in the Divrei Sofrim, in the Amek Zavar, the cotton lamed ches that he quotes the Ranach, who said no, yizbatal ha-maisa means yizbatal ha-maisa. Ois shidduch, the wedding is canceled. How can the Ramban be so cruel and heartless to say you can't walk in? He says chas to show him. Ramban didn't say you can't walk in. Ramban said your body can walk in. You have to walk in. If you don't walk in, chalila there'll be no shidduch. Walk in. So what can't you do? Can't eat. You have to eat. What? The shidduch will be bottled if you don't eat the roast beef or the piece of chicken or kugel. That's what it means. That's how the Ranach understands. The Vadas, he's bottled my skipshuta. And no one says you can't walk in. Nobody can walk in if you have to. But according to the Ravid, once you walk in, it's through the shalom. You might have the fish with the meat, with the soup. And the Ramban says, no, walk in and don't eat anything. That's what the Ranach says. Interesting. Very good. It seems to me that if you want to be honest, to be shot in the simple words of Yisbatal HaMaisa sounds more to me like the Ranach than the Aruch HaShulchan. So, now, look at this now. Kod Chav, the different subquotes is Zera Emes, just like the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore he says, if this is my simple call yom, someone's getting married, and the parent of the Chosin of Kala is an Avelis, my simple call yom. So Zera Emes says, you can go in, you can eat, to the Vesheva Brachas, why? Because they don't come, Tis Batel Mitzvah Simchas Chosin of Kala. No, Emes? But here comes this bombshell kasha of the Emek Zavar Mem Dalet, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If this is true, then why did the Ravid concoct the case Chavuras Mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim of Yosom Yitzom Ani Aniya? I mean, it happens, but not that common. It's the most everyday case. The father or the mother of the Chosn of the Kala is an Avelis with Beis Kodesh, and they can come in for the same reason. Hello, Dovo, this is a bombshell kasha. Whoa. That's not my question. It's a bombshell. And I don't know who's going to answer the bombshell except to assume that the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong and the Ranach is right. I'm not saying the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong with Dina. Maybe they're both right with Dina. But what this Batel Shem HaMaisa means, if it only means that they will be a little bit saddened, so then why give a case of Yosem and Yosoma? So the fact that case is given, these are just possibly to conclude that really the Aranach is right. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan again might be right Ladina, but that may not be what the words of the Ravid and the Ramah, the Rosh, really mean. Okay. Once you're there, once you're in the room to the Divrei Sofer Matzah Kod Chafalef, you're allowed to have Mitzvot Nechot of the Kala, as the preacher writes in Sifkot and Hay, and that means music and dancing. He says, you have to have kavana shelo lehonos. You have to walk in there, the father, I don't want to enjoy this MBD, you know, that they're playing, the Gina, the Shama, the Guvaldiga band, the Piamentas, kavana shelo lehonos. So on the 19th sentence to over here, if I can dance with the Chalila, the father of the Chosin and Avela, if he can dance with the Chosin and have no hana, he can't stand it. He's doing the Shem Shemayim. That's the lesson in the Yerushalmi. The Shem Shemayim. And every second it pains him. But he's dancing the same way with the same Islamas. In other words, wow. He's a malach. But most people, if they can't have any hanar from it, and they have to put on a sour face, so the chosn will say, Daddy, what's wrong with you? So I say, you have to have hanar. You don't have hanar, you're not going to get me in the star. How do you put on a they put you in an act? It's just an actor. You have zero hanar, and your son thinks you're having the biggest simcha in the whole wide world. It's all a matter of what you're like, able to pull off. Okay? Yes. What's the case? Is there a machlokas in the Metzias? If you don't have the roast people, does the bais will be bottle or not? In other words, if lo yechosham, then we say the Ramban is not cool and heartless. He didn't agree to this mutter. So exactly what are they fighting about, your answer? Monashach, if you have to eat, because if the mechutin, if the avia, if the one who took the yos won't eat, that shows he's not close to the kala and he's not going to give any money. Well, true, when they eat afterwards, that's impossible. They eat afterwards. No, they eat afterwards. They put the ring on the finger already. What do you mean, bottle of mice? Shmog min ha-Torah min ayin. From this, Rivas. That's a good ha-Aruf. I can't see. Arye, Adarabah. If in lo yokol shem is bat la ma'ayit, it seems to me, if that's the lesson of is that the gears of the rush? And what's the gears of the rush? I didn't pay enough attention to that. So according to the gears of the yokol shem, which seems to be a right at Aruch HaShulchan, because that's only after the rings on her finger. Come on, Shmuel. You really believe that? Most of the don't need the Shmuel. They're two tumble. So you battle like my. I don't believe this. There's no mukkah. There's no mukkah in the Torah for Shmuel. Rabbi Sam, if you make a way out of Shmuel, come on, like a broch. Okay. No? No, I'm asking. Shalom Eshev is just questioning me. I'm a heart to Yishayim over here. I don't know. That's a good point. I'd rather. In the expression of Shiyoch Hashem is a riot to the Aruch HaShulchan's interpretation. So now why did he give the example of Yosef Yisrael? Why didn't he give the example of a father and mother? And after all, if that's the pshat, Aruch HaShulchan how to answer that bombshell kasha. If you have an answer to that kasha, I'll accept your cheetah as involved, but that's a good kasha that you haven't done it. Why did you pick this example? It's not that. Pick this example. Another example, too. Yes? How about Gerson?
Yeah.
Maskim, I say this all the time, that if you're allowed to go in there, but see, I always say, if you don't have your pasul ha'mais in a literal sense, it doesn't exist in our world, really, but if you're mevatel of the simcha of the chasam kala, that exists all the time. So I always say, as for the tad, we're going to get to later, that you have a heter to go, but who's going to notice if you eat or don't eat? Who's going to notice? Right? Yeah, so don't eat. I tell people to don't go and just don't eat. I am starving. I tell them all the time. Before you go, eat till you're filled. In other words, doggies, I don't have to go eat. Before you go to this wedding, you have to go to, because otherwise if you don't go, the chasam kala is going to be upset. You're a parent or whoever you are. Just eat till you're filled. Filled to the gill. Just can't anymore. So then, you know, and who knows? No one knows the difference that you don't eat. There's mine out there. Who notices? Maybe in those days, protocol. And that fits in very well. Yosem v'yosoma, in other words, Yom HaShulchan is right. Maybe we can say that shot. In other words, Yosem v'yosoma is mentioned for the following reason. Assume that Yom HaShulchan's shot is correct with the gears of Yochal. So why did they pick the case of the yosoma? Why did they pick the case of the father and mother? So maybe the shot is used batla maisa. I mean, I hate to say it. It sounds terrible. Maybe it means they'll even the one I forget. I don't know how to say it. But even though they're eating now that the suit is chasana, but if they'll think that it's a fraud, I don't know. That sounds crazy. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that particular question. But the Yosem Yosoma, people, all the eyes are on this pseudo mechutn. It's not really the mechutn. They just bring him the Yosoma in as a kindness. Everyone's wondering, does he really mean it or not? Whereas a parent, no one's going to think about that. If you spot my to mean literally, even after the meal, even after the ring was put on the finger, all this is very difficult. If someone can have a clean way out of all this, let me know. Yes. Okay.
But then it could be that he's really saying about Avimah.
Mm-hmm. So why do you give that?
Because you think it's a bigger
kiddush.
Even the Yosem
Yosem. Kavachom Avimah. Ooh, that's an interesting shot. I wouldn't have said it to up to me, but maybe. Okay, it's a suggestion. Rabbi, so let's go on. The Raivid, though, with all of its coolness of Yosem V'Yosom and everything, Shem Shemayim, is only matter after Shloshim. Only after Shloshim. And so there are more quotes. There are more quotes the Raivid straight through. In Shin Sadi Aleph Siv Beis, with a Chavurat Mitzvah, Shemas Yosem V'Yosom and Shem Shemayim, from the Yochel Shav. Yochel Shav, he has to get to Yochel. Yis batel ha-maisa. In other words, Yochel sounds like Yochel ha-shulchem. Mutel li'acha shloshim. Avol tov shloshim osa luchol sudas mitzah sheba olam. Tur b'shem ha-raivit. Okay? That's what it says. That's what it says. Now. What do you mean? For which relative? For which relative? So remember we saw yesterday a bach, which we didn't like. Make a distinction within Shloshim between other Venima, which is more chomer than Shah Krovim. But there's someone want to stick that in over here as well. But the post can say, no. From the Raya that the Raya brings, is a Raya, is received, and it's talking about all relatives. He brings the Raya from the Gemara later on, named from the Mamma Kamas already, Kol Shloshim Yom Linitsuin. That Raya is quoted in the Ramban on page Kuf Sadi Zayin. That's a very important raya. We'll see it in the Rush later. That's the raya that the raya brings. Kol Shloshim Yom Linisuin. Kol is the quote to the Shem Shemayim. Yask Yosem Yitoma. Kol here the Gersa. By the way, the Ramban is Lo Yikonis Shom Yivat La Mais. So again, Ramban is Lo Yikonis. Who's Lo Yochal? The Tur. So and the Mechav and the Ramah. So the Gibram to Ramah have Lo Yochal, and the Ramban and the Rosh also, right? Have Lo Yikonis. Interesting. Well, that's a very critical word. I didn't pay enough attention to it. Okay, let's give a look at gambling now. Because Lo Yitzio Le Mishloshim Ve'Elech Baba Ve'Imo Avotov Shloshim Lo Kol Sudas Mitzvah Shev Olam Oster. Shari Afilu Lisa Isha Asur. Kedaminan Kol Shloshim Yol Nisuim. And Lisa Kol Shloshim Yol Nisuim is not limited to father and to Avel to father and mother. So therefore, here also he's answering for all relatives, not only father and mother. And therefore, so let's take a look here on the Rosh. The Eben has a Rosh. Please open up again. Every word counts. When the Yerushalmi and the Maseches Nochos is quoted over here, look carefully inside. Where it says, Eber Abasi Perek Tes, Al Kol Amesim Osel Elokim Beis Hamishta, Ad Lamed Yom, La'ovid U'le'imo, Ash Yigiru Bo Chaveru Velem Kein, Oysel Hashem Shemayim. Notice how I punctuated. No, you know my punctuation? Let's read again. Al Kol Amesim Osel Elokim Beis Hamishta, Ad Lamed Yom, period. Period. And therefore the heter of the Shem Shemayim is limited to the case of Ovid L'Imo Yud Beis Kodesh after Shloshim. What's the lumdus behind this? What's behind it? The difference itself is a good lumdus. He says like this. He says that the Easter of Tol Shloshim is an Easter Be'etzem. It's an objective, absolute prohibition. And as far as we feel, the Yisbat whatever it may mean, to the Aruch HaShulchan stuff in the moment, so too bad, so we need some bitul simcha. As opposed to the Achal Shloshim, which is Mishum Kibbut Aveim, so then, you know, it's true you're required to honor the memory of your parents, but there could be a certain overriding obligation. Look, your parents would want you to not to kill the simcha of a chosn and kala. That sounds like a very emotional, mushy kind of a statement. But there's place for mushroom talking in halacha. So that could be the distinction between these two halacha. The Ramban argued. Ramban read punctuated differently than me. Ramban punctuated the Masech, the Ever Rabbati. Tanya, Hakom Mesin also Le'elcha Beis HaMishteh Ad Lamed Yom Kama Lovim Lodet Yugur Bochavera, period. Elam Kain, going on both of them, Hoysel Hashem Shemayim. So he's not there. He makes no distinction. The only thing is, he understands the expression of Chaburas Mitzvah differently. What's Chaburas Mitzvah? It's a Suda which doesn't have too much Simcha involved. What does that mean? What does the Ramban say? What does it mean? He says, the Ravid is wrong. A wedding is a wedding is a wedding. I don't care what the Yotzim is from. A wedding is too much Simcha. So what exactly is... Oh, you matter. It's Suda Rosh Chodesh, Achilas Kotshim, Mechaburos HaPesach. What does it mean? So it is an intrinsic method to eat that particular food, as Kotshim and Pesach, or something like Masasheni. And Rosh Chodesh, I still haven't found that tool. Anyone find it for me? It's just a small amount. It's not really a big meal. It's just a snack. That's what perhaps would be what the Ramban is driving. And that's mostly even within 30 days. But, what's also, namely, the Master Yosef Yisrael was also for the entire 12 months. That's what the Ramban says. The Torah has the coolest of both. I guess Allah never make a bottle. The Torah has the coolest of both. He's Matzeh Chaburas Mitzvah, the small kind of snack or whatever of this type, within Shloshim, as the Ramban said. And it's Matzeh Torah Yosef after Shloshim, as the Ravid says. And this is opposed to the two extreme sheets. The Bach, the quarter of the tour, the Sui Yasa is most even within 30 days. Again, you know, that's the coolest of both. Mamish. In other words, when I said that the tour is the coolest of both, he takes the Ravid's cooler and the Ramban's cooler. He doesn't combine the two coolers. The Bach and the tour even combines both coolers. That's the Pasha Tav, not that way. And the Radvaz, in Perek Ramalach Avav, to the quarter of the Ramban, by Aviv V'Imo is also Tol Shloshim. Again, with that same business, that's more chumra than Shah Krav Tol Shloshim, which we already rejected yesterday. So those, we some quote those two opinions, we don't accept those. But we said that Surah is kind of the cooler of the Ravid and of the Ramban, but not both together. That's presumably how Surah passes Lemait. Okay. Now, an interesting discussion over here, in the Birur Halacha, the Divrei Sofrim, Dibur HaMatzil Uva Chabura. Okay, for those who have it, it's worth looking inside. starts on page Tuf Kuf Pei Tes and goes on and on and on. It's the following shayla. Now look, according to the Ravid, according to the Lishna Kama, Sudas Mitzvah Mutter within 30 days. Correct? Remember we discussed yesterday, what's the Lishna Kama? It's very important. What's the Lishna Kama say? Right? Open, I see everyone forgot. Open the Gemara. Right, Chav Beis and Beis. You gotta remember what's going on over here. Open the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Very important. The Gemara says, "Akol Amesim Kum Nechnasim LeBeis HaSimcha LeYachad Lamed Yom Alav Ve'Alima LeYachad Yud Beis Kodesh." Amar Rabba Rachano Ulesimcha Smereis. What does that mean? We may score three shots, right? At the end of the figure. And what's the Ravid shot? Right? What does it mean? Only Simchas Mereis is Asur, and Simchas Mitzvah is Hetagamah. What the Kashi may say, well, the Simcha Ula Mereis Lamajom Kashi. But you see that Simcha alone is a problem. Okay? Oh. So the Birur Halacha says like this, here's a question. This is the Ravid, the famous question. What's Mochamer? Is Mochamer Mitzvah or Mochamer Rishus, right? But he has the following question. Does the Birur Halacha? What? I have a very simple answer to that question. I don't understand the Ravid at all, frankly. At all, I don't understand. I'll tell you why. Kol Shlosh Yom Yisum is Yom Yisumin. The Oval himself can't get married with Shlosh Yom Yisumin. That's what the Gemara means. Now, come on, Rabotai. You've all been at weddings, right? You had a good time. But may I venture that at your own wedding you have a better time? I mean, it's the ultimate joy. B'yom chatzonos, b'yom simchas libo. So what's the Ravid is a little bit shmelach. He's bringing the Ravid to the Gemara. Kol Shlosh Yom Yisumin to ask her, the guy that you can't go in there if he's Master Yosef Yosama. What's the riot? So I'm saying, from the fact that the riot thought it's a riot, well, I don't understand why, but then if that's the question, the Bir Halacha asked the riot is right, right over here, the Gemara should have asked right now on the spot. When it said in the Lishna Kama, what did it say? The Simchas Mereyus, but otherwise it's Mutter, Kaval, Kol Shlosh Yolen Yisuin. Why did the Gemara ask that kasha? That bothers the Bir Halacha. They must say Nisuin Shiny. So that's what it means, my verse, that you're only Nisuin Shiny. In any event, how did the Ravid therefore know that according to the Lishna Bastra, that a Sudas Mitzvah is also Tov Shlosh? In other words, the Lishna Kama, this is what the Sevir Halacha is saying. The Lishna Kama is clearly against the Ravid, from the fact that the Gemara is the Kashmir Nisuin Shiny. Tov Shlosh Yom Nisuin. You have to say my Svara, some other Svara. So how did the Ravid come up to know that the Lishna Basra is like him? The Lishna Kama is against him. We don't find that the Lishna Kama and Basra are arguing at this very point of Gufa. That's the kasha of the Bir Halacha Divrei Maskil Uvechabur. So he gives a terek. His terek is like this. According to the Lishna Kama, Misha Mitzvah is Mutter. Right? Misha Mitzvah is Mutter. Oh, so Misha Mitzvah is Mutter. So Mitzvah is Svara Lahakel. So I guess the bigger the mitzvah, the bigger the kula. So if you can't, the kasha, right, the bigger the mitzvah again. One more time. The kodal is the kama, misha mitzvah, let's see again, one more time. I got to read the lesson here, the Bir Halach. Go over to the next page. Tuf Kuf, Sari. Okay, find the right place. One second, please. No, much further. Tuf Kuf Tari Bay. Okay. He has his cash. This is his answer. In Sub Dibra Maskul Avo. Two in a row, two Avo. The Lishna Kama Adra Avo. The Sudas Mitzvah Yosher Heter. The Sura de Mitzvah Enagoremes Israel Heter. V'al-kein, or v'al-karcha, masha asa b'nitzuin, hu mishum d'shane nitzuin. Avol shar sudas mitzvah mutter av toch shloshim. So therefore, nitzuin is separate. The Gemara didn't ask the kasha from nitzuin, and nitzuin is unique. That's called the Lishna Kama. But the Lishna, called the Lishna Basra, the Rabbi says, what? The Tzuras Mitzvah, Yesh Yoser Simcha. So they have to ask the Kasha, the Tzuras Mitzvah, the Tzuras Shloshim, and you can't say that any Tzuras is Asur, because the Lishna Basra, Mashma, Shachil Kuben Tzuras Mitzvah, the Tzuras Hirishus. So it must be, HaKocha Mavua, either the Tzuras, the Tzuras Shloshim, Asur, Tzuras Mitzvah means any Mitzvah. So write the Bir Halach, if you want to look it up on page, Tav Kuf Tzadi Bey. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. Fine. Good. The Chokhmah Sodom that I asked you to see, Kuf Tam Vav Beis, says along the lines we said before, the distinction between within 30 and within a year. Why is it different with respect to the mitzvah? Because after 30, it's only Mishum Kibud Avein. As I said before, there's more grounds to be made. Okay? Now let's turn our attention to the Ramo again. The Ramo Paskin, the Meikir Adin. Is that Eben Shulchan Aruch? Let's look up together. Eben Ob Shulchan Aruch. Come on. You have to open it up. You have to see it inside. I'm sorry for going over this many times, but this is the most critical halacha. These shadows get all the time. Let's see the words. The Ramah writes, Avosudas mitzvah, the last for simcha, this is in Sivbeis, mutal likonesba, yon pidyon aben, osudas for smila, mutal lechol sham afilo toch shiva. She don't leave your house. Yes, also osudas for smila. Vaminik, shilo lechol b'shem sudas v'olam, kli yibbez kodesh, v'chutz lebeis. There's a din, and there's a minik. What's the din, Rabbi Osai? The din is, it seems, that there are more paskins in the halacha, like the Nebuka Yosef. Nebuka Yosef, we saw yesterday, says that Sudas Mitzvah is mutter. A Sudas Mitzvah is mutter. That's the din. And with the exception of Chosn Kala, seven brothers in a wedding. Shar Sudas Mitzvah is mutter. We saw that beferish in the Nebuka Yosef. That's the psak of the Ramah, Midina. Midina. And of course, no kashrus from Nisuin is unique, right? So what emerges from the Kodesh Basra in the Mukhi Yosef? Look what's happening. The most karmadikah thing is Nisuin. In the middle is Sudas Mereyas. And the most kal is what? Sudas Mitzvah. It's Mutter all the time. That's the Psak of the Ramah Meikar HaDin. Now it's critical to know what qualifies as a Mitzvah. So the Gilead Mashal starts rattling off Shalom Zachar, Chanukah Sabayas, the Shidduch, Chanukah. And there's a discussion here in the different stuff, what about a kiddush when your daughter is born? See, right? That some said it's a reshus. How can that be? Terrence is talking about a funny suit they used to have. They called it a funny name. That the German custom was, let's just believe it or not, you can open it up. It's a different stuff from the cafe. It's right there. It's to give a non-Jewish name to their daughters. And when they gave the daughter a non-Jewish name, a secular name, according to the country in which they live, they make some kind of a meal. That's who that's for sure. Shabbat, what are you giving her a secular name for? That's I'm serious. That's a who that's for sure. I found over here, let's see, what page is that? Page Top Kuf Tzadi Vav. He quotes Lochoshes Tzudas Mitzvah, called the Nenachlas Shiva. That's what they call Holocrush. It's a German name, Holocrush. They used to call their daughter Madeline. I don't know what they used to call her, but the name is Miriam. So Mimela, that was a very secular and almost goyish in nature. That's you better the best of Rishus. Well, I need a what we have today, you make a have a baby girl, you give a kiddush. That's a tzudas adora mamish. The tzudas mitzvah mamish. Should certainly be mutter according to the Nebuka Yosef to partake of a kiddush that's given in honor of the birth of a baby girl. Simchat bat. That already has to be careful with how it's meant. We won't go into that right now. But if it's meant, the Shem Shemayim, the Tzudas Hodoya, so it's the same thing as a kiddush. Okay? So that would be mutter according to the Ikar Adin of the Ramah. Now, but the minig is, what, look at every word in the Ramah counts. What does the minig do? What does it say? What's the lashon of the Ramah? The minig is what? Shelo lechol v'shem suda ba'ola. Let's say shelo likonig. The whole pilpul, the Ramban and the Rosh, they like to go into a wedding hall. We explain it through and through in the actual meal, and 2 days we pass in the chum and mikir adin. Here, mikir adin, we pass in it's mutter even to eat, and even with the minig, it's only us to eat, but to go in is mutter. So I tell people all the time. I'm invited to a bris, the shalom zacher, a pidyon ben, all these kinds of things, and a person's an avelus. What should he do? A kiddush for a baby girl, all these kinds of things. So I tell him, look, the minig ramot, the minig not to eat. But to go and not eat anything, not near sight, it's not a violation of the minig either. That's all. So I tell him, you don't have to go. You don't have to go. You can stay home. But if you feel you have to go, so go. Just don't eat anything. This is quoted here in the Divrei Sofrim as well. In Sukkot and Chafei. But you're allowed to go in and wish Mazel Tov. He has a Mazel Tov, a matir. Say Mazel Tov. Avla rak nichnas loma mazal v'yotze miyad mutter. Now, I don't understand two things. Number one, why miyad? It's miyad. You have to go out miyad. If I stay for 10 minutes, 10 seconds, 10 minutes, what's the difference? What is it? Very many shemi yochal. Ah, come on. So I thought you have to leave right away. On the one hand. On the other hand, he quotes in the image of Ayin Tesla from Shlomo Zalman, in the play Baruch, that it's mutter af lito mashu v'lo leches. I don't understand that one. The other side. How can you do that? On your side, you have no heifer to drink anything. Eat anything. On the one hand, I don't see why I have to run it right away. On the other hand, I don't see why I have to eat anything. Yeah. You mean if you don't drink l'chaim, they'll think you're not mishtasek.
No,
I mean,
that's
yeah. Could be. The near side, there's no need for it, and if eating it. No, eating is eating. What you have in the side of the Varech Lashirim. What does it mean, quote, lit al mashu v'lalechet? I don't see any reason to be matter it. I don't see a reason. On the other hand, if you stay for 10 minutes, say hello every single Baal Simcha, hello, 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 mazal, 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 you have to run out, mazal, goodbye. You have to run out, you have to say as long a mazal as you want on your side. Okay. Any discussions with the Kodm Chavav, to the Shabbat, after the Lachashim, to the Smithman in there. So what's the difference going to say? That it's different. Sudas Mireyus, reciprocal or not, depending on our Shaila, or three people or two, whatever, you're not going to have a hefter of Sudas Mitzvah, Meikir Adin. Why? Can you make Shabbat Fazich? As the expression goes in Yiddish. Pidin Aben, Bris, Mitzvah, Sudah Barovam, Fazer Mitzvah. Shabbos, Yochel Lechol B'Yechidus. Interesting. There's no heter as such. Interesting the Kuda yet. Interesting the Kuda. Okay. Let's go a little further. There is... Oh, boy. Take a look in the Rosh for a moment in Simen Mem Ches this time. All right? Simen Mem Ches. Mem Ches. I have to see two lines. How many Tanidim already have started the last... The Mama comes in the suit. How many people started that already? Oh boy. Alright. You think we'll finish it by tomorrow? I mean, the new Mama comes by tomorrow already, yeah? I'm gonna have to get to work. I don't know if the technology will allow this mock up for me. Maybe we'll have to get it done locally, yeah? Instead of by fax. Okay. Let's take a look at the two lines that you have to see in Simon Memchet. Very important two lines. Everyone see? Harav Rabbeinu Yosef Evi Rael is Varog. Rabbeinu Thomas about getting married in Shloshim. V'lo Asminan Elabeis HaMishnah Shlo Rishus. V'amem V'sechus Snorach Sperek Tes. Al Kol Ameis V'mosul Elab Rabbeis HaMishnah Ad Lamed Yom. Al Ove V'alimo Ajid Beis Kodesh. Elam Kenaz Estudish HaMitzvah. And according to the Rabbi Yosef, it includes a wedding. No one said that until now. We said Mitzvah means Kiddush HaChodesh, Maitzah Sheini, Korban Pesach. Well, maybe it means Brit Mila, the Mukhayah, said, but weddings? Weddings is the most serious of all. How can Rabbi Benny also be matter? It's against the Gemara. How's he matter it? So he's matter it anyway. He's matter it. What do you mean he's matter it? Pashtus is that he understands that it's completely mutter. Now, the question is it against the Mefurash Gemara? The Gemara seems to say, L'simcha ula mereyet shloshim yom. And there is some kind of an issue of simcha over and above mereyet. So what does simcha mean? It has to mean something. So the minimum it could mean is a wedding. The minimum. So how can Rabbi Ben Yosef say what he says and seem to ignore the Gemara? I want to add a maramach, and we'll end with this. The Rambam. Someone came to be discussing Terek Vav, Halacha Beis and Vav, seems to go even further than the Rav Avraham Ben Yosef. As we're going to say tomorrow, I'll give you an advance preview, Rav Avraham Ben Yosef is only going to be Matir Tokyo's Beis Kodesh. Well, that's a long while we're supposed to talk about today, which will fit him into the Gemara somehow. But the Rav is going to be Matir even within Shloshim, even a Kasana. So I think the answer lies in Pierces. Because the Ritva says that he's looking to get Sari from Ksav Yad Minchin and the different curses over there. So, if you want to do the homework and let me know before tomorrow Shir, I'll be happy to quote you. Okay.
When you're married, you need to marry yourself. Yes. But there's a mitzvah, so we're going to get out a lot of children.